For more information on Ancient Dragon Zen Gate, please visit our website at www.ancientdragon.org. Our teachings are offered to the community through the generosity of our supporters. To make a donation online, please visit our website.
Invocation of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
She herself is an organ of vision. She has a clear knowledge of the own being of all dharmas, for she does not stray away from it. The perfection of wisdom of the Buddha sets in motion the wheel of dharma. This is what should be accomplished by the one who is wise, who seeks the good and has obtained peace. Let one be strenuous, upright, and sincere, without pride, easily contented and joyous. Let one not be submerged by the things of the world. Let one not take upon oneself the burden of riches. Let one's senses be controlled. Let one be wise but not puffed up, and let one not desire great possessions even for one's family. Let one do nothing that is mean or that the wise would reprove. May all beings be happy. May they be joyous and live in safety. All living beings, whether weak or strong, in the high or middle or low realms of existence, small or great, visible or invisible, near or far, born or to be born, may all beings be happy. Let no one deceive another, nor despise any being in any state. Let none by anger or hatred wish harm to another, even as a mother at the risk of her life watches over and protects her only child. So with a boundless mind should one cherish all living things, suffusing love over the entire world, above, below, and all around without limit. So let one cultivate an infinite goodwill toward the whole world, standing or walking, sitting or lying down. During all one's waking hours, let one practice the way with gratitude, not holding to fixed views, endowed with insight, free from sense appetites. One who achieves the way will be free from the duality of birth and death.
Manifesting the triple treasure of awakening, reality, and community. Under the vast sky of this ephemeral world, may our Sangha continue to embody the radiant wisdom and caring virtues of the Buddhas without hindrance. Honoring this native land in the city of Chicago, may our Bodhisattva vows to embrace and sustain all life be fully realized. May the merit of this ceremony bring forth liberation, peace, and harmony to this great earth and to all beings.
Auras throughout space and time. All honored ones, bodhisattvas, mahasattvas, wisdom beyond wisdom, mahaprajna paramita.
Welcome back, everyone. And we, again, so appreciate everyone's attendance at this event, both in person and online. Just to have everyone in this room together, in both rooms together, is spectacular. Again, I will make a statement followed by Hogetsu, followed by four practitioners here at Ancient Dragon, followed by folks online. If you're in the room again and you'd like to make a comment, we will have time during the reception to do that. Hogetsu, on behalf of the board of directors, we joyfully welcome you as guiding teacher of Ancient Dragon Zen Gate. This is an exciting day in our history, again, unprecedented. Hogetsu, you are a wise and compassionate person, a wise and compassionate teacher. I know this through personal experience. And we don't doubt that you will lead Ancient Dragon further along the path, carrying forward our lineage here in Chicago. Thank you for agreeing to take on this role, which is no small one. And you are ready. Yes, there's a lot we don't know, and we will know all of this together. Please know you will have the board's full support along every turn.
Thank you very much.
And then Hogetsu. Thank you.
not that long. In this year of the dragon, in this month of pride, I bow to you, dragon bodhisattvas, dragon friends, Taigen, great teacher of dragons, and I bow to you, Susan and Tayo, wondrous Dharma teachers and friends. I bow to my deceased parents and to my Potawatomi Native American parents, grandparents, and ancestors who were residents of this land, stewards of this land, long before colonialism. I bow and step forward, not knowing where I'm stepping. Maybe I'll take a step back. Well, said I couldn't do that. So, Simone, I guess I have to take a step back for the visual, for live streaming this event. But I step forward to serve you in a new way. I think I've served the dragon. Food, fabric, and love for a long time. But this is a new way. And together, Dragon Sangha, we are learning how to do what is hard to do. It is said this practice is learning how to do what is hard to do. It's hard to build a temple from a blade of grass, a blade of prairie grass, nonetheless. It's said that to root the Dharma in a new practice place, to create a new place of awakening, is like planting a flower on a rock. And this is what we've done and will continue to do. Change and transition is a difficult process if you're holding on. But we'll all just let go together. Fulfilling our bodhisattva vows to liberate and benefit all beings seems impossible. Yet, every one of us has made that effort and is devoted to that effort in this time of trouble. And this Buddha work is our great joy. Dragon Sangha, you have been my great teachers since the beginning, all of you. And please continue to teach me. That's the only way we'll find the way together, is teaching each other. Especially because I don't know what I'm doing. So I'm going to need your help. But I promise I will hold nothing back. Nothing. So I step forward and bow to everyone. And I'll just share a little ditty I wrote this morning, not being a poet. But the ancestral breeze is light and refreshing today. Don't you agree? Mm-hmm. Amidst the dust and delusion, the golden flowers of the linden trees are completely open and fragrant. The 10,000 joys and 10,000 sorrows are just guideposts, awakening great compassion. Dharma companions, together, only together, we discover liberation and renew the ancient way. So thank you all very much, and please continue our practice together.
Hogetsu Kigen, my beloved Dharma sister.
About 35 years ago, when I worked in advertising, my boss and mentor told me, "You can't teach a dog to hunt. All you can do is find a dog who naturally wants to hunt and teach them what to hunt and what not to." And I have no idea what this was in reference to. But I'm really glad that he said it, because it has stayed with me all these years, and I think it really describes you to a T. Ever since our first sitting together as a Sangha over 20 years ago, you have been freely sharing with us all that you know about forms, about the Dharma, and especially about the practice of Nyohoe sewing. From you, I have learned so many useful things, including how to perform, but not limited to, how to perform each of the Do-on Ryo positions, how to conduct the Ryaku Fusatsu ceremony, and how to sew the corners on my okesa, because you are a natural teacher. You love to learn, and you can't help but share it with others, and I count myself among your lucky and fortunate beneficiaries. Now you have stepped up to the daunting task of serving as the new guiding teacher of Ancient Dragon. Along with whatever excitement and trepidation you may be feeling, please also add my utmost confidence that you will be able to find whatever knowledge and support you may need as the universe responds to all the energy and effort that you bring to this task. Thank you for taking this important step in the life of our Sangha. You always have my full support.
Hi.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing here. So.
Makes two of us.
I want to thank you for taking on this role of guiding teacher, which is a role of endless responsibilities. It's true. But I am confident that you can do this. I have practiced with you for 17 years now and have seen the depth and breadth of your practice experience and of your life experience. And I have all confidence, especially if you will reach out to us for any help you need. There are two things I want to call out. They're characteristics of yours that I think will suit you to this role. One is your caring, supportive spirit, your welcoming nature. All of us who've practiced here have experienced this personally. from the welcome we receive the first time we come. And I also want to call out I'm going to leave it there. That's enough. I hope that you will work with us and guide us ourselves in expressing magnanimous mind, nurturing mind, joyful mind, so that we may benefit all beings. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I have known you longer than Dragon was a dragon, and I consider it one of my, I'm going to try and get through this without breaking up, but I consider it one of the greatest gifts of my life that I somehow found a dining room in Lincoln Park. At the time, I was a new transplant to Chicago, and I had sat some Zen in college, and I was trying to find a place to do that here, and I had, I think I was 3, no, maybe 5 in, at this time and somehow came across this dining room in Lincoln Park. And I would like to say at the time I knew what that was going to become. And I look back now and I can see the egg that was in the corner of our dining room, I think curled up next to Roger and Mary's amazingly lovely golden retriever who sat with us. But what I did know from that very first time was that I had found my Dharma home. And I am forever grateful for that and for all the people that have made that happen. Through all that time, you've been a teacher and a friend. And I'm grateful for both. And I remember during the pandemic, when we had to make the hard choice to give up our physical home, and I was talking to Tigan, and after I got off the phone with him, I came in and I was talking to my kids, because all of my children have not known a world that did not have this beautiful dragon. And through the wisdom of youth and the flippancy of a teenager, my now 18-year-old looked at me as if I was missing all of it. And he said, "But Dad, it's not the building, it's the people." Mm-hmm. And then he walked out of the room and I was stunned. So I cannot think of a better person to take on from Tigan. And I thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And thank you to your family. Like Bodhisattva.
You're like a talk show host. You may not remember, there was a moment. It was January 2019 when two young baby future dragons entered the Irving Park Zendo named Mike and Wade. And we didn't know what we were doing either. And you welcomed us. And you gave us meditation instruction. You made sure that we were taken care of. You asked us about our lives, about our experience. From the beginning, you have shown how to take care. From 2 decades when you started this group of very playful dragons, through the time at Irving Park, through the time during the pandemic, which is very thorny, you take care. You take care and you model how to take care through your words, through your actions, through your presence. You've personally shown me how to take care, how to be a Tenzo, how to take care of a stubborn knot and a thread in my soon-to-be Rakasu. Where I would have thrown it out the window. You take care, and I feel so grateful, and I know I'm not alone, that now you get to be our guiding teacher and continue to show us how to take care. And everyone in this room benefits from that, and everyone in this room takes care of you, and don't forget that. I know you think you have small feet for the big shoes that you have to fill. But you have a big, joyous, compassionate heart and an even bigger, big mind. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Tenzin-san.
And now we'll invite folks online to make comments. We'll just take a second to get set up to do that. So we first have a chat comment from Lisa Hoffman. She writes, "Great congratulations, great dragons, on this joyful occasion of Hogetsu stepping into the guiding teacher position. I know from personal experience, Hogetsu, that you will hold your dragon bodhisattvas and all beings with love, respect, and wisdom in your generous and humble way. So thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. Maybe a Tassajara.
And then in the queue first is Hakusho.
Ogetsu.
Hakusho.
Great congratulations. As you were talking about serving the Sangha with food, fabric, and love, my mind went to the prodigal child of the fourth chapter of the Lotus Sutra, who is serving the estate, shoveling dung, serving food, fabric, and love, and shelter, which you've also shared. Little did they know that they were preparing to ascend the seat of responsibility, ultimate responsibility, right? And having kind of to know you and practice with you, and your great generosity stands out more than any other quality of yours. You have supported me so much, and certainly in my sewing, in my practice. But having served the temple in all these ways, it's you're truly the perfect person to lead in this new way and offer other folks the opportunity to grow in their practice by serving food, fabric, and love. So great congratulations. I'm so happy to see you there.
So happy to see you, Hakusho. Thank you so much. Greetings to Marie.
Tova Green.
Do I see Tova? Ah, there you are.
Ogetsu Lori, great congratulations. I am so happy for you that you could see yourself stepping into this role of guiding teacher. And you bring so much to the role. And I know that you and your Sangha will continue to grow and thrive and benefit from your leadership. It's mutual, as many people have said, a learning process, a growing process. And I just appreciate your warmth and caring about the Dharma, about your Sangha, about your own path. And I want to support you in any way that I can as your Dharma sister. So thank you so much for taking up this role. It's, as people have said, it is not easy to lead a Sangha, and you're not doing it alone. So
thank you so much, Tova.
Shuffy is next.
Hi, Ogetsu and all.
Shuffy!
I wasn't planning on saying anything because I hardly know any of you, but I feel compelled to say, for those of you who don't know, I live in Detroit, and I practice with Everyday Zen out in the Bay Area. And about a year and a half ago, I was looking for someone to help me sew my rakusu. And I wrote Ogetsu just blindly, "Hey, this is me. Can you help me?" And not only did she say, "Yes, I will help you," but took me into her home and created a whole sewing retreat for me, fed me. She and Wade both just sewed and sewed with me for days, and I'm just so incredibly grateful. I know it wasn't about me, but it was about your dedication to helping people practice, and I know that you will continue to inspire and support many, many other people. Thank you.
Thank you, Shafi. Are you wearing that rakusu? No.
Whoops.
What makes you think
put it on before I made
you.
That big speech?
Wait, put it on, Shafi.
Okay, hold on.
Of course it's about you. Thank you for your gifts.
Thank you.
Idan.
I come from far away. It's been a tough time when I came first time to Dharma sessions, Zazen. Every Thursday, still I have this in my mind, like every Thursday, that I'm too busy these days, but still, and the great talks with you, you helped me through a tough time. It's been a blessing. And I wish you all the best and good luck in your new position. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you, Idan. And to Rona, and Gabriel, I think, is your son.
Yeah, it's my son. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Amina writes, Amina Kane, across the miles and the years, I can feel strongly the importance and depth of this day. Congratulations, Hogetsu. Mm-hmm. And thank you for already being a teacher to me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, dear Amina.
And then Kathy Early.
Mm-hmm. Hogetsu, I want to thank you. I want to, first of all, offer you great congratulations. And more than that, great congratulations to the Sangha of Ancient Dragon. I so appreciate the way you throw yourself into wholehearted practice, throw yourself into the house of Buddha. Like a child jumping into the arms of a waiting parent. I especially feel Ancient Dragon is really fortunate in the depth of your understanding of the importance of Buddha Dharma Sangha and of simple sitting and offering that possibility to each person to allow that practice of Zazen to blossom in their lives and the practice of community. Thank you for your friendship and thank you for your leadership.
Thank you very much, dear Kathy. Great Bodhisattva.
Jason.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Hogetsu. So I was only in Chicago for about 3.5 years, but Ancient Dragon made those 3.5 years feel like all time. I've learned so much from all of you, from Taigen and from Hogetsu. And I just want to thank the entire Sangha for making this choice and for Hogetsu for making this choice and for Taigen. For everything that he's done for the temple. And then also to tell two quick stories. One is, so about 2 weeks before the pandemic happened, I had a practice discussion meeting with Hogetsu, and I was the stay-at-home dad of a 9-month-old, and I didn't realize how much the world would change. But I brought that 9-month-old to our practice discussion, and we just played with the baby. And that was the exact right discussion for that time. So thank you for playing always, Hogetsu. And then for the temple at large and Taigen as well, just the other day, my now 5-year-old son told me, kindness goes on forever, just like the wheel of Dharma. And I don't know how he said that or why he said that, but it's a beautiful. So thank you.
Thank you, and thank you, Ashwin.
So anyone else online to make a comment, to tell a story?
Oh no, I was afraid of that.
James, please.
Thank you. I've had the privilege of Hogetsu's friendship since 1977. And if there is a single thread that unites everything that she sows, it is the diminishment of suffering of others that unites her personal life with her professional life, and it unites those lives with her spiritual life now. And you're very fortunate. We are all very fortunate to have her. Watashi wa anata wa aishite aru tomodachi. Thank you.
Thank you very much, wondrous polyglot and great human, James.
Anyone else online?
I want to pay homage to Seiko Kyoshin, great teacher of sewing, Karen. And maybe you and Tommy are listening and a little shy to come out, but I just want to send my love to you and everyone else. Thank you.
Thank you so much for everyone joining us again. So we will move toward the end of this ceremony. We will all stand up. The procession will leave the room, and then folks will follow us in a clockwise way out the room. And then, of course, this is all followed by a reception in the back garden area that we hope you will join us for. Thank you again.